lots of our students are intimidated, embarrassed to come in just because the idea of seeking help, sometimes they're not told that's a positive. It's the way you're going to get better. And so we try to prep our team as, you know, it's so important. When someone walks through that door, you don't know how much courage it could take them to get in. And the way we treat them and making things happen is important. So we tell students, you know, we are a sized institution that we can meet your needs. So if we had a course that maybe we didn't tutor in, we're going to work hard to find someone to help them. Or if we have a student coming in and say, I've looked and I can't find an appointment that works in the next couple of days, we'll call a tutor and say, is it possible to squeeze another appointment in? We want to do whatever we can to meet those students so they feel like it's worthwhile to come in and that they're cared for.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Margaret Humphreys has an MS in Student Affairs and Higher Education from Indiana State University, and she is the director of the HBU Academic Success Center. The Academic Success Center helps students excel academically through tutoring, test reviews, weekly study groups, and supplemental instruction, English language learners and reading comprehension specialties, and of course, academic coaching. The department coordinates programming that facilitates strong relationships and effective college experiences for each student. And Margaret, we welcome you today.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
How do you like living in Houston, Texas?
Oh, I adore Houston. I miss the snow from the Midwest, but there's so much culture here, great food. I joke you could go to a different restaurant for 10 years, every meal, and still get delicious food and still have plenty to do.
Okay, so I got a question maybe you can answer. You know how many restaurants are in Houston, Texas?
No, I don't. No,
this is documented.
This is oh, tell me. I want to know then.
You got to guess.
Right? Okay, guess 10,000?
Boy, I had to get you a gift card. You're the only person that's ever guessed that.
Really? Okay, I'll take you up on that. That's wonderful.
There's 10,000 restaurants in Houston, Texas.
Wow.
So if you don't like a restaurant, there's another one to go to.
Sounds like plenty to do.
Now, the Academic Success Center is really important, needless to say. And tell us, just give us a synoptic overview of what you and your team are doing.
Sure. Well, where we have come from, I think, is also really important. Mm-hmm. So about 5 years ago, we had about 15 to 20 tutors. And we were up in a small little office in Hinton. And now we have a huge section of the library, and we are there to assist students outside the classroom. I tell students, you know, college is challenging, and it should be. You want to get your money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But we are here to meet you with those challenges. So that's our goal, to help students academically outside the classroom with support. Now, that has definitely developed. I said we started with about 15 to 20 tutors. Now we're over 60 tutors and student workers. So our system has just exploded because Wow. we want to meet the student need. Students, you know, some people say, aren't quite as prepared as they used to be. There's just different areas that they need support in. So we do that through tutoring, which is everyone's bread and butter. And I tell students, tutoring maybe in high school was something that you thought, oh, if they're just struggling, they do. In college, everyone does it because your grades matter. Grades, transcripts leads to great jobs, great graduate schools, and that's important. We also do academic coaching. That's something that came out when the football team was developed. They said, we need something with time management and study skills. So we developed a program where they meet with a tutor once a week, 15 to 20 minutes, and they can look at their syllabi and realize, where's that test coming? When's a paper due? How do I fit in my practices and all the studying I need to do? What is that going to look like? And that's been huge for us. We've had a lot of growth with that. And that is one of the biggest concerns or struggles I see with freshmen is time management. How do I do it all?
Mm-hmm.
So through that, we've really developed a lot of different services, including test reviews. And that's when we work with faculty with, and that is a, I consider in many ways, a faculty service. They give us the material and we meet with their class for 2 hours and review for the test. Faculty have a lot of demands on their time. So if we're able to work with the students and do that, they've told us that the students who attend do better on the test than the ones who don't. So we said, well, keep them coming. Let's keep pushing them through and help them to learn and be able to reach the goals they need to.
Well, retention, I'm sure, has got to be associated to the Academic Success Center.
Yes, sir. And those who come to the Academic Success Center do retain better. Our interns' populations are Hispanic students. We have about a 4% retention rate higher than the average. African-American students, we have about an 8-9% retention is higher than the normal student body. Also, students come in for their GPA. We have a 0.1% difference. And people might say, that's not much. But it is, because a lot of students who come to us are really struggling. So if the students who come to us are doing better than the general population, I say something is working. So that's how our pieces for retention is making sure we're meeting those needs.
Our students, I was looking at the data today in our executive council,
yes,
and
sir.
Tier 1 through Tier 4 students and all the numbers with, you know, Ruffalo and the Levitts.
Mm.
And, you know, very comprehensive report. But are students, by and large, more ill-prepared for college today than they used to be? Or has it just always been the same?
I do think that there are some skills that maybe just aren't taught, like maybe we would have thought 20 years ago students would have. And so a lot of people say, oh, well, you'll learn that in college. And so sometimes the order is a lot higher. So I do think that students are not as prepared for college. And so for us, instead of saying, okay, well, that's a negative, it's like, well, we are here to meet that challenge. Because we've seen, though, a lot of our first-generation students particularly have grit. And grit is what you need to work through college. And so if they're first-generation and they're here already, which I think we have about 25% of our student body, they actually will be very successful because they have the grit, what it takes to survive.
Sure. And, you know, the reality is an education means a better paying job.
Yes.
Any way you want to cut it.
I mean,
I read all the stories and all the different periodicals and newspapers, but the fact is, study after study has reputably proven that the more education you get, the more money you probably are making, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, translating that to a freshman or a sophomore who wants to cut bait and run because the class is tough, I mean, that has to be done, doesn't it? So my question is, let's presuppose I'm a freshman, a sophomore, maybe I'm a first gen, maybe I just interested in the NFL and don't know why in the world I'm in this math class. How do I find you at HBU? How do I know you're here?
Sure, that's a great question. One way is we are able to have every freshman seminar course visit the ASC. So they actually bring them through and
physically
come into the ASC. So every freshman who is in those courses, so that's the entire class, come into the ASC, hear our services. We also talk about them during orientation. Now, the one thing I say about orientation, it's summer, it's June. They're not, you know, they're here not for that. But when it comes to September and they're visiting, they're starting to realize, okay, this is where I need to come.
Okay.
So that is one of the main reasons we get in touch with them. Of course, marketing, using our own students to reach out. We visit some of the high drop fail courses. Visit about, some of our high needs courses, about 50 of them. We send a tutor in and they give a 5-minute spiel about, hey, there's tutoring for this course. We want you to come, we're here to support you. And that's another great way we can get students into the ASC.
Who's in your team at the Academic Success Center?
Yeah, so I have Tristan Fernandez-Cablai, and she's finishing her doctorate this fall, so we're very excited to have her. She's been here about a year now, and so she's the assistant director. So I always say she does the operations. Mm-hmm. So she does the day in, day outs of the actual center. And then we have Rochelle Dooley. She's our admin, and she keeps us running the way we need to. She's kind of the real heartbeat with our students because she is the face of the ASC. When they walk in, she's the one they see.
Mm-hmm.
She takes customer service, or customer excellence, very seriously, because she says, you know, we could be the only person that they interact with today. We want to make it a good experience. And so the last person on my team is Donna Stallings, and she is the Assistant Director of Academic Advising.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in charge of the advising initiative on our campus.
Is there any timidity on the part of a student to reach out and say, hey, I'm not getting this, or I need help?
Of course, of course. Lots of our students are intimidated, embarrassed to come in, just because the idea of seeking help, sometimes they're not told that's a positive. It's the way you're going to get better. And so we try to prep our team as, you know, it's so important. When someone walks through that door, you don't know how much courage it could take them to get in. And the way we treat them and making things happen is important. So we tell students, you know, we are a sized institution that we can meet your needs. So if we had a course that maybe we didn't tutor in, we're going to work hard to find someone to help them. Or if we have a student coming in and say, I've looked and I can't find an appointment that works in the next couple of days, we'll call a tutor and say, is it possible to squeeze another appointment in? We want to do whatever we can to meet those students so they feel like it's worthwhile to come in and that they're cared for.
Is a tutor a high-achieving student, or is it a, I mean, is it?
Yes, thank you for asking that. All of our tutors are required to get an A in their course. They have to have also a faculty recommendation to say the faculty thinks they have good character and such. And then also they go through an interview process and training. We do training each semester, and we also are accredited by the CLA, College of Learning and Reading Association, level one. There's three levels, so we're working our way up there, which means that it's a national accreditation for our center and for our tutors.
Well, I would have to think that a tutor who is effectively a peer, maybe a year or two or three ahead of me, that would have to help the interface be comfortable.
Yes, it's much easier to work with a peer than I think sometimes even talk to a staff or a faculty, and that's the strength and philosophy of our program. We work hard on not only will the peer be able to relate to you and understand what happens in the classroom, they may have had that exact same professor. So they may be able to give you hints about, yes, this professor really likes multiple choice, or really focus on this chapter. The professor is one who likes this part of the Civil War. That's an insider scoop that someone who just knows the information can't give. So definitely.
And a degree at HBU is not one of these factory degrees that you can, you know, send away, you know, a stamp and an envelope for. I mean, it's a prestigious degree.
Yes, sir. It is, with all the programs that we offer, and even with the new College of Engineering, so exciting for us. And that's why I tell students again, this is an HBU degree, and it's going to be challenging. But when the freshmen, actually the freshmen are right now in the process of coming through the ASC. It's through about the September month that they come in, and I tell them, what do you want when you leave HBU? I said, who wants a job? I said, your parents want you to get a job. You know, your grandparents want you to get a job. That's what we're providing. We do 25% of our tutoring is in writing assistance, because I said, writing counts.
It does.
I said, we had a student recently, he talked to us about making it twice to the last level of an interview, and they had a writing portion. And they just couldn't cut it. And they said, I need to come to the ASC to fix that. And I said, yes.
And that's like, okay.
I said, that's great. Let us help you, because we want you to be job ready. Because when families are bringing their students to HBU, they want to know what is the value of an HBU education. And it is that we want our students to be job ready. And I also say, we want people of character. We have a great team who work with us on the desk on making appointments, doing customer excellence. And I tell them too, like, it's important that we develop character. We have integrity with what we do, and we're honest with what we do. And I said, we set that example for everyone here, because it's a culture we're creating of excellence.
That's beautiful. We're talking about the Academic Success Center. It means that no student walks alone at HBU. Margaret Humphreys is the director of that, and she is helping us understand, and you can learn more about it at hbu.edu/A is in apple, S is in success, C is in center, ASC. HBU.edu. We'll keep that on the screen. Now, how did God call you to HBU?
That is a good question. So I actually came to Texas through marriage.
How did you meet your Texas marriage?
So my husband is actually from the Midwest like I was, and I was working at Hannibal LaGrange University, and that was his hometown. And we happened to meet at his parents' house. And whenever I say that, I always people laugh, but we were there at his parents were hosting a 4th of July party. And just so people know, Hannibal, Missouri is one of the 10 top places to be on the 4th of July. So you can look it up. So we met, and 2 years later, married, and I'm down here in Houston because he's in the oil and gas industry.
Okay.
So that's what brought us down.
That makes sense.
And I had started my program in Indiana State, and I laugh. I took it with me when I came down here, did distance learning. And I was required to do 3 practicums or internships. And I had known Colette Cross here, who was connected with my alma mater, and she gave me the opportunity to work under her with a practicum. And I just did my 3 other practicums here at HBU, learned about the culture, and after that I decided this is where I want to be. This is a great institution. Having been now the 3rd place I've been at, I've never been somewhere where the vision was so strong and so set. And in a time where I think higher education can be very divisive, Christian colleges are struggling with, do we go secular? Do we stay Christian? How do we work on our funding? I felt like HBU had a focus that I wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, well said. Dr. Sloan, I love his vision of a comprehensive Christian education. And although we're a Christian university, we're not excluding non-Christians. The door is open wide. And of course, everyone has to migrate their way to faith, and we try to encourage them along the way. So Colette, was she a William Jewell grad?
Yes, she is. William Jewell grad.
So you intersected through William Jewell.
Yes.
That's cool. Very neat. I want you just to look in that camera behind me and talk to maybe a student or a parent who has a student at HBU or is it in HBU or maybe wants to be but thinks maybe that's just too high for me and how do I make it? Give them some inspiration that there is no academic challenge or any other challenge that they can't get through.
Sure. Well, to those students and to those parents who are looking at HBU, we are a place that is small enough to have a personal touch and big enough to have the offerings that you want for the career, the mission field, and the services that you desire. Parents, there's a lot of good institutions out here. I think there are a few great institutions, and I think HBU is a great institution because they care about your student. We have the ASC here who offers tutoring for all those subjects. And I should mention, they're all complimentary. They're a part of the tuition, which you won't find at every institution because we expect students to take advantage. So we have layers of support. We have the ASC, and then also in a little bit of a larger picture, we also offer in my department, Student Success, success coaches. They're individuals who follow along with your student their freshman year, making sure they hit those marks, working on those grades. Also, do they need assistance and encouragement? Not every institution has someone who's designated to a student. Every freshman has one. And that's something unique and special about HBU. Also, we communicate really well here at HBU. We care about the students and make sure that as faculty and staff, we're on the same page for caring well with our students. So if I was a parent, and I am actually, I have a baby who's 11 months old, I would want to send her to HBU because of the care that students would get here.
That is so well said, Margaret. Thank you so much for that. And again, we want to remind you that you can learn more at hbu.edu/ASC. Margaret Humphreys, the director of HBU's Academic Success Center. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
And we look forward to meet your whole team and keep on keeping on.
Oh, thank you, sir. It was a blessing and pleasure.
Here at HBU, We influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.